7. And yes, this weekend is Maple Open House weekend. And our buddy Amy is here from Sugar Tree Maple Farm in Williston. And your no good husband, Mark, is. He didn't want to come in because he had better. He said he had to sleep.
He's got better things to do than hang out with Mike and Mary.
You know, we love Mark.
What have you been busy maple sugaring?
Welcome to the show, Amy.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You know, every year we do this, every year. And every year, I think we learn something new. And yeah. I just literally learned about this, what 70-degree days can do to maple producers. Mm-hmm. What does a 70-degree day do for you guys?
It can just turn the sap that's still in the back of the evaporator that hasn't quite reached syrup consistency yet, slimy, and it can be yucky tasting. So
you said you have to do a whole reset on these 70-degree days, and you and the other producers as well.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's how we do it, because then we don't have to worry about possibly having off-flavored syrup on our next boil.
So you have this whole thing of syrup, and you have to dump it all out and start again?
It's sap. It's not quite ready yet, but it's in the back of the rig. I'm not really sure Mark would know how many gallons are back there, but at the end of last night's boil, we pushed it with water. So we basically tried to take all the sweet we could, and then made sure the evaporator was empty at the end of the night.
Because that can adversely affect.
Because we're going to restart again, yeah.
It can adversely affect the taste.
Yes.
Make bad tasting syrup.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then it makes you think that you're done for the season, and you might not be done.
So. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's our chance to see if we can go on.
How's the season been?
It's been fast and furious. We're about half crop of what we'd like to get, so that's good.
But good, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But we are at the end of March, so it started very late for us.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Usually we start in February, and this year was, I don't know, a week ago.
Is it because
I don't know? I've lost track because I don't sleep anymore.
Was it because it was warm or cold? I can't remember what February was like.
Cold.
Because
and
cold.
Very snowy.
And very okay, right.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is the big weekend. This is the weekend we celebrate maple, and we go and we visit you guys and you show us how it's done. So what's happening at Sugar Tree in Williston? What are you guys doing? You're doing some sugar on snow, you said, right?
Oh, yeah. We got sugar on snow. We got our friends Aaron and Kathleen Stein from Stein Orchard and Bebo's, their company. They're going to be making some really yummy pancakes for our pancake breakfast. And serving up adult beverages at their bar made with maple drinks.
Oh,
or
wow.
Maple syrup, I mean.
Wow.
Yes.
Love that. Yeah, we got sugar on snow. We're going to have some music from our friend Theo. He played for us last year, and he's going to be playing, and he might even bring some friends, so we might have more people jamming. So that'll be fun.
That's fun.
Weather is looking pretty good.
It is.
A little cold on Sunday, so just dress warm for being outside.
Well, yeah, it's Vermont, right? So it's it's Saturday and Sunday, right?
Yep.
Both days.
Yep.
And then when do you open?
9 to 4.
9 to both days?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
Cool.
And we'll have the sugar on snow, the maple cotton candy.
I know I did ask a silly question. Even though there's no snow, you can still do sugar on snow.
Yes, we do not use snow.
Don't know if you want the snow from the ground, right?
No,
you
want to we're going to shave some and make our own snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Live music. You got the food going on and the walkthrough with how it works and everything, which we all love to take part in every year and learn again how maple syrup is used. And again, what is the insane ratio of sap to how much sap do you need to make a gallon?
About 40 gallons.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Wow.
Yeah, so a lot of sap for one little gallon.
So this is happening this weekend, like throughout the state of Vermont?
Yeah. It sounds like there's about 90 participants. So I think you can go on to the Vermont Sugar Makers Association website.
VermontMaple.org.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people participating, and everybody does a little something different.
Yeah.
We are going to be doing the hot dogs again. A lot of people love those.
Oh, maple hot dogs.
Yes.
Yeah. People love maple hot dogs.
Yes.
So I think it's really fun to kind of do the tour, right?
Yeah.
To do different
It's a really nice, fun community time to visit with people. Everybody's in a good mood.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And there's nothing as good as fresh Vermont maple syrup.
That's right.
So I'll be...
So these guys, if you want to go see Amy and her husband, Mark, who likes to sleep a lot.
Poor Mark. Poor Mark. He was up until like 1, I think, this morning. So I do want him sleeping because I do have to work with him.
Okay. All right. Good. Let's get him some rest. So you guys are over on Bradley Lane in Williston. Bradley Lane, if you want to go see Sugar Tree Maple Farm over the weekend. One of the participants this weekend.
Yeah. You got a Facebook?
Yeah, we get Sugar Tree Maple Farm.
So we could find you there, too. Yep.
Sugar Tree Maple. I follow you guys on Facebook, too. So cool. Well, have an amazing weekend.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for coming in.
See you.